Blog Talk Radio.
Yes. Y'all tell the people this, huh? Uh-huh.
Welcome to God in the Midst Christian Fellowship Ministry. Our host is Apostle Barbara Kizzy. Thank you for joining us today. Our lines will be open so you can call 516-418-5699 with your comments, questions, personal prophecy, or prayer requests. Again, our number is 516-418-5699. And God bless to everyone who called in and everyone in the chat room. God in the Midst, otherwise known as GITM or Get 'Em Radio, is an apostolic ministry whose charge is to help encourage, edify, and equip the people of God who are called to home churches, small churches, our parachurch ministries. For those of you who are joined us for the first time, home churches, small churches, and parachurch ministries may be small in number, but we know when we are faithful with a few things, the Lord make us ruler over much. We're featuring home, small, and parachurch ministries by interviewing them as well as presenting special, encouraging, and educational things monthly. We hope that as you hear these broadcasts, the Lord will confirm what he has placed on your heart. It may encourage you to step out boldly. It may even catapult you to the next dimension in the Lord and ministry.
Well, hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, welcome, everyone, to God in the Midst, Get 'Em Radio's 10th anniversary celebration. Hallelujah. So good to see all of you here with us today. God bless you all. Amen. Let's open up with a word of prayer. Lord, we bless your name. We love you, Lord God. We glorify you. You are the Holy One. You are the Mighty One. You are the true and living One. From everlasting to everlasting, you and you alone are Lord. And we thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. We thank you for your word that says that if two or more are gathered together in your name, there you are in the midst. And we bless you, Lord God, for being in the midst tonight. Hallelujah. We love you, Lord God. Move by your spirit. And we continue to dedicate this God in the Midst Get 'Em Radio to you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Have your way. Have your way, Lord God. And then we just thank you, Lord. And now we just lift up everyone who's here tonight, who's listening, who will listen in the future. Lord, we thank you for touching every person, every household in the name of Jesus. If there's anything wrong, we ask you to make it right. Hallelujah. And whatever is right, we thank you for taking it, dedicating it, and setting it apart for your use and for your glory. And Lord God, we just lift up our speaker to you, tonight, Lord God. Hallelujah. Touch him, Lord God, as never before. And we make a demand on your anointing within him. We give you praise now in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Excited about tonight. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. If you have if you didn't catch the rest of this month as we've been celebrating, the first Thursday in the month we had Apostle Joel David Rudolph Sr. from New Jersey, my chief apostle. And then we had last week, we had Bishop Aaron McClary from Atlanta, very good friend of mine, and God just moves through him in such a beautiful way. And tonight, amen, we have the man of God, and he's going to be introduced later. Hallelujah. If you missed any of those broadcasts, you can go back and listen to our podcast in its entirety, any time of the day or night. Google Gitim Radio, G-I-T-M Radio. And then when you Google Gitim Radio, you'll see our Blog Talk Radio platform, and you're able to go on that and then listen at any time. Amen. Well, tonight, where we want to start tonight, we've talked about our history, and we've gone back and talked about some things that we've done over the past 10 years. But what I wanted to mention tonight is that there are, if you listen to our introduction, one of the last things in the introduction, it says that this may catapult you to another dimension in the Lord and in ministry. So many people be catapulted into another dimension in the Lord and ministry, you know, during these 10 years. And it's so many, but I'm just going to name a few tonight. I'll start with Pastor Price. If you've been with us before, you've heard Pastor Price on several of our broadcasts, and she is our reserve host as well. Before she came on to Gitim Radio, she was in a transitional part in her life, and God began to talk to her. And we're not saying it's just Gitim Radio that caused her to be catapulted, but we do have a word that says this may catapult you to another dimension in the Lord and ministry. Being on Gitim Radio, and also she had moved from California to Tennessee, the Lord touched her heart, and she founded the Memphis Covenant Faith Church in Memphis, Tennessee. And so that's been such a blessing to see that catapulting happen. Also, we had a minister on the broadcast, Minister Jackie O, and she was just very gifted in so many different areas, in music, in art, and you know, we listened to her music. We went and saw her artwork and everything. And then just recently, founder of the Art and Music Academy. Hallelujah. Amen. It's good when you just see God taking someone to another dimension in him. Praise God. Hallelujah. And then there was a pastor, his name is Tommy Clark, and he was on the broadcast. This was near the beginning. You know, probably we were in our maybe second or third year, something like that. And his ministry was just so beautiful. What he does, I mean, he's a pastor of a church, and he also feeds the homeless from a bicycle ministry. So they get on these bikes. I believe it's, I'm trying to think if it's Memphis. I believe it's from Memphis or Nashville, but it's in Tennessee. And so he started off giving out burritos from a back out of a backpack as he rode his bike on the street. And then he told someone else, he told his friends about it, and they're like, well, I want to do it with you. And then it ended up being this beautiful ministry, and they opened up, they were able to get industrial kitchen to be able to do it instead of making the burritos out of his kitchen. And just recently, there is a group that's an award-winning Christian group called Crown. They made a video, a beautiful Christian video that featured Pastor Tommy Clark's bicycle ministry. And as they sang their song on this video, you could see Pastor Tommy Clark and his bicycle ministry giving out food to the homeless on the street. Beautiful. Amen, amen. And that, wow, that's just a whole nother dimension in the Lord and in ministry. Amen. We also have Minister Kiva. She's been on our broadcast on Get 'Em Radio several times. She's a minister, singer, a dancer, and the Lord has given her a lake ministry. And this lake ministry is her dancing by the lake and recording, you know, as she's dancing by Priest Lake in Nashville. And so that was, you know, just a beautiful thing, you know, to see. And also Minister Kiva is one of our Get 'Em Radio board members. Praise God. Amen. And you know, you never know where God is going to take you as you're just obedient to do what he says to do. And I saved this one for last because she's here with us today. Evangelist Sylvia Samba, back in 2013, she wrote a book called God is Love. And she came on to Get 'Em Radio. And we talked about that. And, oh, and as I said, oh, she is also a board member, a Get 'Em Radio board member. So she wrote the book, God is Love. And now I'm telling you, talk about catapulting to another dimension in the Lord. Now she has, wait, she's an artist. She's so, God uses her such a great way. She's an artist, and she started painting on tennis shoes. And she, you can talk some more about this, Evangelist, when you come on to talk. Flowers and scripture on tennis shoes, high tops. What do they call them? Chucks. And because I have a pair, praise God. And so she started doing that, and then people were buying them and everything, these custom-painted high-top tennis shoes. And then the Lord opened the door for her to go to, well, to contact a company in Italy. And now she has custom-made shoes, high-top shoes that she designed. And they, on those shoes, they are God is Love shoes. Amen. Beautiful leather shoes from Italy. Hallelujah. So what I want to do now is to introduce to some and present to all one of the Get 'Em Radio board members who has been catapulted to another dimension in the Lord and ministry, and this is none other than Evangelist, hallelujah, Evangelist Sylvia Samba. Welcome, Evangelist Samba.
Oh, thank you. Good evening. God bless you, Apostle Kizzy. It's a pleasure to be on your show. I have to say I'm honored to be on here. I've known you for a long time, and God has mightily used you in my life. And, yeah, it's amazing that I make shoes in Italy, that I even made shoes and designed shoes in Italy, much less, you know, had them manifest into shoes that I brought here to sell. And actually, this is a process I'm going through. But I can say also, you speak about the side of the shoe saying God is love. The inside of the shoe, the inside of the tongue, I put a saying on there that I picked from the company site. It says, never give up because great things take time. And
hallelujah.
That's why I'm in a process of, I'm in a process. I'm not going to say I'm going to be great, but I'm in a process. And I have to say that God has blessed me because I never even thought about that I'd be designing shoes. I mean, I like doing watercolor paintings, and I used to do scripture works, like do a painting or a photograph and mat it with a scripture on it. And yes, God had me do a book called God is Love, and to him be all the glory, because it was definitely his ideal, not mine. But, you know, I'm happy to say that, you know, I'm still doing handmade shoes as well. I do have customers for that, and I hope to continue to go forward with it. You know, I believe it's God's way of encouraging people, because you look at your feet and you can see a scripture or see something that's going to encourage you while you're walking. You know, other people see it, and they're encouraged by it, too. But that's one thing I can say. If I wear my shoes, I could be in the store, and somebody's looking at them and want to take a picture of them. So it's like they do catch your eyes. So to God be all the glory. But I just want to say happy anniversary to you. You know, it's been a blessing to know you. I've known you since the 1990s, and I actually – am I allowed to share my story about us?
yeah.
Okay. I have to say that, you know, I met you through a friend, and it's through you I was blessed to be able to really see people know God in a real powerful way. The anointing, you know, of God has been on your life for so many years, for years and years and years. And it was because of you I participated in Hillsboro Women Aglow, and that was an experience, because it was in a meeting place that was in a building that housed the police station, and we used to stay there late there, and they didn't even complain. You know, ministry was taking place there, and God was definitely in control there. And I was blessed by that. And I also got the experience being with you at the Good News Home for Women, and I even became a part of a group of people who went there, you know, to minister to the women. That's something I would have never thought I would have done that, but that's, you know, made possible through you. You know, it was a program that was used by God to help women to recover from substance abuse. And I also learned through you about ministering to people wherever you were. I remember us traveling to Florida, and that's where I learned about praying for people in unusual places. Like, you could be in an airport. I remember you buying something from somebody, you were talking to them, and I think you ended up praying with them. And, you know, it encouraged me, because one day I was going to the airport, and God led me to pray for somebody in the airport. So you've been a mentor to me, you know. And I have to say, it's awesome to see how God has had you doing a blog talk radio show for these past 10 years with various speakers, and, you know, has grown. You have more than one program on it. You have a healing program, a praying in tongues program, and a lunchtime Bible study. It's like you have a radio station with different programs on it. I mean, I believe that God is going to expand it. You know, he's used you in a mighty way, and you've influenced so many people with your faithfulness to God and in your faithfulness to people in general. I believe God is going to continue to bless the work of your hands, you know. And I have to say that I've been blessed to experience your kindness and your generosity. Yeah. I just want to say, you know, I pray that God will make the way for you to go even more further with what you're doing. You know, you have your mother's church that's going to be involved, and it's a blessing, you know, what God is doing to you. I just wanted to share that.
Amen.
Yeah.
Thank you. Hallelujah. You went way back.
Yeah, it's been a lot of years.
Amen. Amen. When you said the Good News Home for Women, it was like, whoa.
Yeah.
That was a beautiful ministry. Amen. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. So thank you. Thank you so much for sharing, and thank you for being on board of Get 'Em Radio. And we just praise God that he continues to catapult you. Amen.
Amen.
To another commitment in the Lord and in ministry. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you so much.
God bless you too. You're welcome. All right. God bless
Amen.
You, Michelle.
Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And now, amen. Thank you. Thank you again, Evangelist Samba. Amen. And she's talking about me, but I got to talk about her too. Sometimes you meet people when they're in ministry and they're just a like overall kind of minister. But the anointing that's on Evangelist Samba is one of an evangelist. Amen. And God uses her to evangelize wherever she is. And I remember, when she first started evangelizing, I believe we were at a gas station and, getting some gas. Next thing I know, I look up and she's leading somebody to Jesus. I remember we traveled together in Florida. We were riding on a bus. Look up and she's leading somebody to Jesus. Amen. And now, wherever she goes, and she goes on, ministry trips, and she lives in New Jersey, and they go to New York and minister on the streets of New York. And so, I praise God for this evangelist in the spirit. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. And what the Lord said, pray that the Lord of the harvest will send forth laborers into his harvest. Amen. And Evangelist Samba is truly a laborer, an evangelist that the Lord has sent out into the harvest. Amen. Hallelujah. So now we want to also introduce to you and present to some, or present to all and introduce to some, Pastor Catherine Coleman. Now, once again, if you've been on Get 'Em Radio over these past 10 years, you have definitely heard Pastor Catherine Coleman. I'm trying to remember if there is any broadcast that she has not been on, as a listener, and also she has been a speaker on Get 'Em Radio as well. She's one that, I can just, I consider her really a part of Get 'Em Radio. I mean, she's not on the quote-unquote staff, but, whenever anything is needed, she'll jump right in. She has... on our Praying in Tongues Tuesday, I think she's the first one that prays in tongues almost every Tuesday. She's been a blessing to this ministry. And she is really, I guess I should say both of them, between Evangelist Samba and Pastor Catherine, they have been very instrumental in keeping us going over the years. And I'm talking through prayer and financially as well, on a regular basis. And so, I just praise God, for both of them. And I hadn't thought that both of them are here today. like that. But I just, you know, I thank God for both of them and all that God is doing through them. So we're going to have Pastor Catherine to come, and she's going to say a few things as the Lord leads her. And then she's going to introduce our speaker for the evening because she knows him as well. Praise God. Welcome, Pastor Catherine.
Well, praise God. It's an honor and a privilege to be here this evening with you, as usual, on every Thursday. Praise God.
Oh, and I didn't say the background thing, too. Excuse me. I'm jumping in here. Because she's here with us, she's here in the house with us, Pastor Catherine and myself are the on-hand ones that help Pastor Mom, caregiving for Pastor Mom. And because she's here when we do most of our broadcasts, I'm able to, you know, not have to do double duty while I'm doing a broadcast. So I want to officially thank you. Thank you. Thank you again, Pastor Catherine. Okay. Now go ahead.
Okay. Well, praise God. Once again, and I just want to say happy anniversary to you. And it just seems like these 10 years went by so fast. And
yes.
I just can remember, I can remember when you first started, my husband was alive at that particular time. And it's such a blessing that Getting Radio, you've got Getting Radio set up. So I can still go back and every time I think about it, trying to go back and listen to my husband, I just can't do it right now. See, I know it's been almost about nine years, but I know one day I'll be able to do that. And I was just thinking, I said, you know, many of us that comes on and listen, especially if we make comments or whatever, we're able to be blessed in the present and in the future also, because we are able to listen on a weekly basis. And then it's set up where you can listen to it. I mean, I don't care what year it is in the future. And I was just thinking, I said, you know, you can go back and listen to the ministry, and then you never know. You might want your kids to go back and just listen to your voice making comments. I said, that's an awesome thing. So she's got it really set up, you know, for us for the present and the future. And I just want to tell her thank you so much, Apostle, for just letting God lead you into this ministry here on today.
Amen.
I want to also say that it's been truly a blessing to me. One of the things that God has transformed my life in the speaking in tongues, because I've always, you know, I've spoken in tongues for many years, but I didn't know how to interpret. And God, I always ask God to give me I want to have a desire to interpret. And so on Tuesday, I'm telling you, in the beginning, I couldn't interpret a thing, because one of the things I was trying to translate, and one of the things that you and Pastor Price were saying, that this is not a translation. We're not trying to translate what you're saying, but we're asking God to just download some things that are spiritual on what he's saying. So I have really enjoyed that, and I enjoyed all the ministries. I've been healed on the prophetic healing. There have been several times I've been healed on that, and I just enjoyed Lorraine. I always get a nugget off of her, no matter whether I come on early or whether I come on late. But praise God. And also East St. Louis Christian Center. You know, I've been a part of that for many years, and I think I got ordained at East St. Louis Christian Center. Praise God. So
hallelujah.
I just been so blessed from getting radio. And I just want to tell you thank you so much, and God bless you.
Amen.
So my job here tonight is to also introduce our speaker for tonight. Oh, my goodness. My phone has gone off here. It's a great privilege and an honor to introduce our speaker for tonight. I have not known him very long, but I think it's been about 4 or 5 years now. About 4 years, I think. I had a privilege and an honor to meet him at my church home, where he was his ministry was housed in our building for a little while, and I wanted him to stay a little longer because I wanted to hear the words that he ministered. So let me get going and get started. But I just appreciate him, and as you're going to hear tonight, a great message. Praise God. But let me introduce him first of all before I continue on. So Pastor Rodney Rivlin is the son of Pastor Robert and Minister Annette Rivlin. Pastor Rodney Rivlin was born and raised in Pure Gospel Temple, United Holy Church of America under, my phone just skipped. Just one moment here. under Bishop Bowles of Bradford. Here, Pastor Rodney Rivlin was saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Spirit. At Pure Gospel Temple, UHCA, Pastor Rodney was served as the vice president of the Young People Holy Association and superintendent of the Sunday School Department. He served as the vice president of the Missouri and Southern Illinois Sub-District YPHA. Pastor Rodney was the youngest district officer in the United Holy Church, serving as the recording secretary of Ushers and Nurses Guild and the chairman of the Media and Technology Department and assistant superintendent for the Bible Church School. Pastor Rodney was ordained in the Church of God and Christ under Bishop Lawrence Wooten in the Eastern Missouri and Western Illinois jurisdiction. Here he also planted the a church. The name was Railroad, St. Louis Church of God in Christ. Pastor Rodney Rivlin served as the Assistant State District Director of Missouri for the Kingdom Building of America Association. Rodney is the founder and of Chosen Rejects. In this ministry, God uses him as a prophetic oracle of his voice. In this ministry, God has allowed his glory to rest with the manifestation of the early church being performed daily. Chosen Rejection span over the United States with sites in Missouri, Illinois, Wisconsin, Florida, North Carolina, and Louisiana, and New York. Pastor Rodney studied at the University of Arkansas at Pine Bluff. During this tenure, here he served as parliamentary and vice president of the NAACP. He was also the Arkansas state president of the youth and college chapter of the NAACP. During this time, he helped to formulate and mobilize several new chapters in the state. Pastor Rodney is the father of Rodney Rivlin II and Christian Faith. Pastor Rodney was determined that no matter what life may face with him, he will serve God as long as he serve God till the end. I know you see all the things that he has done here, and it seems like he might be an older man, but he's a very young man, and I don't exactly know his age, and I won't even try to tell his age because he may not want anybody to know his age. But he's a very young man, and he has done a lot of things for God, as you can see here. And so tonight I want to just introduce and present to many that he is an anointed and a gifted young man that God has called into the kingdom. So just get ready and get prepared for a great message once again, as I said before, to hear a great message on tonight. So once again, I introduce Shasan and I present to others Pastor Rodney Reeven.
Well, praise the Lord. Thanks of the Most High God. Pastor Catherine, we thank you for that wonderful introduction. You got to read certain parts of it. I was trying to figure out who is this man that she talks about. We thank and praise God for our being here tonight. We praise him for the occasion in which we have gathered, celebrating 10 years of impactful, faithful ministry all over the world through God in the Midst Radio. We thank and praise God for Apostle Kizzy. We thank and praise God for Pastor Mom, who I know is listening on tonight. Let's turn quickly in our Word of God over to the theme, which is Psalms 107, verse 8. And that reads, "All that men would give thanks to the Lord for his goodness, and for his wonderful works to the children of men." Also turn to Psalm 27 on tonight. We're just going to go a touch further. Amen. Typically, I try to keep the conversation about Rodney down, but since this is an official celebratory service, I felt that all the pomp and circumstance has to go forth to celebrate even in a greater way. It oftentimes is very humbling to hear the accomplishments named off and listed that way. But how many of us know that if it had not been for Jesus, we wouldn't be anything? Anything we do in Christ only lasts through him. Amen? So let's look at verse 1. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked came against me to eat up my flesh, my enemies and my foes, they stumbled and fell. Though an army may encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war may rise against me, in this will I be confident. And let's look over to verse 13 and 14. I would have fainted unless I believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord and be of good courage, and he will strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Tonight, if we were to draw a text, we would say the optometrist's report of a visionary. The optometrist's report of a visionary. When you have problems seeing in your day-to-day life, you will go to the optometrist. The optometrist is one who has gone to school and has become
Let me stop right now and pray. Dear gracious almighty God, we do bless you. We glorify you. We magnify you. Lord, we thank you for our being here on tonight. We ask that you will anoint your word afresh. Light a fire in us tonight. Oh, God, we ask that tonight you would let our heart be so kindled that we will run on and see what the end is going to be. And we thank you and we praise you now. In Jesus' name, amen. An optometrist is one who has gone to school to ensure that all of the capacities, all of the systems within your eye socket work properly. The thing that I find funny is that if you have problems seeing, most people don't say that they have problems with their sight, but rather they say that they have problems with their vision. The vision that God has put in the ministry of Apostle Kizzy was ordained of him over 2,000 years ago when he set the foundations of the world in place. God knew then lunchtime with Lorraine, speaking in tongues, prophetic healing, and the teachings of the church will go forth as an arsenal against the enemy's camp. We thank and praise God for this ministry because through this ministry, saints all over the world are blessed. Apostle Kizzy, many times we don't call and testify to you that your ministry has produced. But I want you to know that we have sent your tapes, especially these last spiritual warfare tapes with Pastor Helen, over to South Africa. And the saints there were blessed. And they then were able to teach those things and same things in their ministry there. We want you to know your ministry is around the world. We want to thank and praise God for you tonight because it was about 8 years ago that you gave me our first opportunity to be on broadcast radio. We thank and praise God tonight that your ministry, not only to the Gidham family, but also to the East St. Louis Christians, is so faithful. Many times we don't understand the sacrifice of faithfulness. For the Lord told us if we're faithful over a few, he will make us ruler over many. And Apostle Kizzy, I want you to know that your life of faithfulness has been an inspiration for me in hard times. It's been an inspiration for me in times of despair. And when I had the reason to give up, I yet held on because I could count your faithfulness. So we thank and praise God tonight that his word to us tonight is about our vision. Tonight, God is seeking to enlighten our eyes. God is seeking to speak to one who would want to give up based on what other people have threatened, based on what other people have given in contrary to what God has put in your heart. I want you to know tonight that it doesn't matter the circumstance. It doesn't matter the hardship. It doesn't matter the challenge. We can overcome. We can overcome. So praise God tonight that his word tells us that he is our light and our salvation. When we open up this psalm, we understand that David was on the run from King Saul. David was one who had not done anything to warrant or foster a reason to be hated, but rather he was one who was hated because he was anointed. I came to let you know tonight, sometimes your anointing will cause people to be angry with you because it shows them up in their fragility. But do we not know that our confidence is not in our own ability? Our confidence is not in our own power. For the word of the Lord tells us that is not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. David was on the run because the people began to praise him. They began to sing of his works. But David was so confident in God that he didn't waver. He didn't fret. He didn't worry. He stood firm on the promises of God. When we look at verses 1 through 6, what we see is David giving a proclamation. His confidence in God's ability to lead him, in his ability to save him, not only caused him to reflect in God's goodness, but it also made him question the opens the psalm, and he says, the Lord is my light and my salvation. And then I believe that he had nerve. He had unction. He had swag. And he said, whom shall I fear? Who shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Saints of God, when the wicked one comes, when the storm comes, when hardship comes, we ought not waver like a ship that's tossed and driven by the wind. But we ought to have our anchor that holds to the rock of Jesus. We ought to have our anchor that holds him in assurance to know that he won't leave us. Assurance to know that he won't forsake us. Assurance to know that no matter how dark and dismal the day, we ought not fear anything because the Lord is our strength. Saints of God, we have so many people today that are dealing with mental health, dealing with suicide, dealing with depression, dealing with anxiety, dealing with financial hardship, dealing with financial burden. But we know that God is our strength. Saints of God, tonight we want us to know that if the Lord be our strength, there is no weakness left. When God comes in and is our strength, then everything that would be a weakness has to go. From a scientific standpoint, there is no such thing as dim. There is either light or there is darkness. Saints, we want us to remember that even when a small candle is lit, the darkness is dispelled. And the Lord being our light causes his radiance to exuberate through us to the world that can overcome any challenge. I want you to know greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. It may seem like the challenges have stacked up against you. It may seem like it's almost the end of the quarter. It may seem like the deadline is right there. But I came to let you know that the same God who promised you to see it will see you through it. God is our light. God is our salvation. And so when we look at this, David even recalled the confidence of what God had already done. Saints of God, we serve a God whose ability is never to fail. His reputation says he's never lost a patient. We want you to remember tonight that God's power in us tells us that what he did then, he'll do now. God has caused us to fight from the victory rather than for the victory. We praise God so much tonight because he gave us the victory before we even fought. And because of that, we have to know there's no reason to fear. The doctor may give us a diagnosis that may seem challenging. We may have been fired from our job or experiencing hardship of COVID, but we don't have to fear. Saints of God, we don't have to walk in fear, for God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind. As we look at the text and see David proclaiming what God has done for him, we see him making declarations about his desire to be in the Lord's house. For he said in verse 4, "One thing have I desired of the Lord, and that will I seek after, to inquire in his temple." Saints of God, we have to come back to the temple. I know y'all don't like that now. All of our virtual church, all of our virtual Bible study, it's time to come back. God is giving a clarion call from heaven for the saints to come back to his house. The saints are disconnected from each other. And how many of you know that if you disconnect your knee, disconnect your elbow, or disconnect a joint, you're in pretty bad shape? Amen. And you have to be in the hand of a professional to be corrected. God says, "Come back to my house, for I love you with an everlasting love." I'm looking at the time, and I know that we have abbreviated tonight, and so we're going to cut across the field. But point number two, in verse 7, we see David move from a proclamation of his confidence in God to him moving to a sincere prayer. For he says, "Hear, O Lord, when I cry my voice, and have mercy upon me. When you said, 'Seek my face,' my heart said to you, 'Your face, Lord, will I seek.'" We ought to be like our big brother David. In times of despair, don't look for the soothsayer. In times of despair, don't look for alcohol. In times of despair, don't turn to your loved ones, but seek the face of God. And in the midst of his running from the king, he said, "Lord, you called me unto you, and I'm coming." How many of us want us to know God is calling us tonight? God is seeking us tonight. For we know that it is not us who chose him, but it's he, through his love, who has chosen us. Saints, you are predestined to be loved by God. We thank God that he is not one who plays hide and seek with us, but rather when we seek him, he gives us a guarantee that we'll find him. He told us if we draw nigh unto him, that he will draw nigh unto us. It's like a spouse. When you get closer to that spouse, you can get closer and closer until nothing comes in between. And that's how it is with God. We are so loved by him that he said, "What then can separate us from his love? Not death, nor life, nor things to come, nor things present, not things in heaven or in hell." Saints, I want us to know that God is calling us to remain steadfast on his promises. And finally, David gives us a prognosis. In verse 13, he says, "I would have fainted, lest I believe to see the goodness of the Lord." Saints, tonight, our optometrist is declaring that our vision has to remain good because we declare to only see good. David had reason to go back and see what the circumstances were. He had reason to go back and mope. He had reasons to be afraid. He had reasons for his human intellect and ability to kick in. But he did not allow what he saw to influence what he had a vision of. Saints, we have to know that we are seeing the goodness of the Lord. No matter what it is that's in our life, the bottom line of the Lord is that he wants to bless you. If you're going through hardship, he wants to bless you. If you're going through a loss of a loved one, he wants to bless you. If you're going through challenges with your children, he wants to bless you, because he tells us that all things work together for the good of them that love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. Apostle Kizzy and all of your partners, we thank God for your ministry that has been faithful. We thank God that we don't have to wait for a flyer, but we can call in at the appointed time and be directed straight to the throne room of heaven. We thank you tonight for this time of sharing. Apostle, did you want me to talk about the offertory expressions at this time?
Praise God. Yes. Yes, you can. Amen. Thank you.
Amen.
Good word.
How many
good
of us
word,
know that when you go? Thank you, Apostle. How many of us know that when we come to an anniversary service, that we ought to come with seed money in our hand? We are not sowing in ground that has not been proven. We are not sowing in somebody who is trying to start up and may, but rather we're starting in one who we are sowing rather in one whose faithfulness has been proven. Her love has gone the distance. Her dedication has caused her to make sacrifices in her life. But we're not sowing into Apostle Kizzy, sowing into God in the Midst Radio. Each of the broadcasts that have gone on over the last 10 years, God is calling us to sow into that ground. If you have ever experienced the anointing of the Lord to impact your life, we challenge you not only to sow on tonight, but we want you to become a regular monthly partner. How many of us know that there is an expense to ministry? Amen. Even Jesus, when the time packed, told them to go and get the money out the fish mouth. Tonight, we want to help to lift the load, the burden of ministry, lift the care of ministry, and let her go on with what the Lord has put in her heart. Now, we do know that she also pastors the East St. Louis Christian Center, but that's a total separate ministry from God in the Midst. Amen. And so if you have enjoyed, have been impacted, have been challenged, have been encouraged by this ministry, we ask that you would sow. Now, the way that you can sow, we have two ways you can sow on tonight. One, you can use your Cash App. And you can Cash App $GITMRadio. Amen. Or you can make checks payable, GITM Radio, GITM Radio. And you can mail those checks, money orders, don't send cash, to 2800 Olive Street, apartment number 2E, in St. Louis, Missouri, 63103. We ask that you would not only listen to my words tonight, but take your monthly partnership with this ministry home in your prayer closet and ask God how he will want you to sow. We are looking for all of us to participate. If you can and if you will, we want to participate. We want to overflow the coffers to this ministry. How many of us know that when Moses wanted to build the tabernacle, he called for a gold offering? And do you all not know that the people brought so much gold, he had to tell them to stop bringing in the offering? Many times Apostle Kizzy does not talk about the challenges she faces. She doesn't talk about the sacrifices she makes. She doesn't talk about the financial burden. But how many of us know every week the flyers are nice? Every week she's on the line. These are times that I know she could be watching TV or doing something else, but rather she's doing the work of the Lord. So we want to partner with her on tonight and then monthly moving forward. And moving forward monthly, I think Apostle will come in and tell us how we can do that monthly to ensure that our seed is maximized. Tonight, I want to pray for you as you are sowing into Get 'Em Radio. I want to pray that this seed will be the seed that will break the curse for the next generation. Tonight, we know that one seed can cause a whole apple tree to come and will feed the whole neighborhood for years. Tonight, the seed that you sow is, and I'm speaking this prophetically, that what you are sowing tonight is going to break that glass barrier in your life. You've been at a standstill and you've been at a stop, and it seems like you can't reach that next level. It seems like you can't put your foot in the next cleft of the mountain, if you will. But we have to remember that the word of the Lord tells us, believe in your God and you'll be established. Believe in the prophet and you shall prosper. Tonight, as we sow into this woman of God and in this ministry, we believe that this seed calls something to break for us. How many of us know that God is doing something great and you're right in the midst of it? Lord, we thank and praise you tonight for the people who have listened in and called in. We thank you for those who are sowing. Lord, we praise you for those who have not, and we ask that next time you will make them a blessing to the ministry or be able to be blessed. Lord, we pray now that every seed that is sown for the upbuilding of your kingdom will go to that, and we pray that the sower will never be in lack. Lord, we thank you that David told us in the end of Psalms, in Proverbs, rather, he said, Lord, don't bless me too much that I forget you. Don't make me be so poor that I have to steal. But, Lord, we know that you will supply our every need. We're doing so with gladness in our heart. We're doing so with cheerfulness in our heart. And we thank you now for the victory. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen and amen. Now in the hands of Apostle Kizzy.
Hallelujah. Amen, amen, amen. Thank you so much, Pastor. Wow. I just want to say it's like God just spoke through you tonight to me. Amen. He might have spoke to other people, but he spoke to me tonight. Amen. And that there was so much that was said that was, it was like, were you on some phone conversations? Did you hear what was going on? But, you know, God hears. And he sees and he knows. And just, you know, I thank you so much for just opening up your heart, opening up your spirit, and allowing God to speak through you in a pinpoint accuracy kind of way today. Amen. And I just thank God for you. Hallelujah. And I thank you, thank God also for the word of giving that he said through you today as well. Amen, amen. And I do pray and believe that people will begin to give by the Spirit of the Lord. And I'll say this, you know, just talk to the Lord. If he's saying to give on a regular basis, do that. Amen. Hallelujah. And we'll all be blessed. Praise God. Hallelujah. I want to open up the line, but, you know, I remembered I wanted to play a song in the beginning, or kind of like our theme song. I'm just going to take a few moments and play this song because Pastor Rodney even talked about it, about the goodness of God. And that's what we're celebrating, because indeed, I would have fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. So a few minutes with Goodness of God with Cece today, and then we'll begin to open up the line. And so go ahead. I see you, Minister Rachel. You've already pressed your number one key. Of course, we're going to open the line for Pastor Mom first. And so we'll be right back. And just enjoy.
For your mercy never fails me. All my days I've been held in your hand. From the moment that I wake up till I lay my head, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. Of the goodness of God. I love your voice. You have led me through the fire. In darkest night, you are close like no other. I've known you as a father. I've known you as a friend. I have lived in the goodness of God. Hey! For though my life you have been faithful.
Oh, yes you have.
Though my life you have been so, so much. Every breath that I am able.
Prophecy request, praise the Lord. You just want to encourage the man of God. You want to encourage us, praise God. Press your number one key, and we will open up your line. Amen. We're going to start first with Pastor Mom. I don't know if she's still up right now. And Pastor Catherine. Pastor Mom, welcome.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much. I was just listening to everything. I thought you were going to listen to keep it going. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
So
thank you,
I give you praise and give you praise and honor. And thank you, Lord. Good night and good God for me and give it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. So Pastor Rodney, we want you to pray for Pastor Mom, okay?
Amen. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Mama, we love you
so much. And we thank and praise God for you and your mothering abilities, because all of your children have risen up to call you blessed. Lord, we thank you for Pastor's mom tonight. We thank you how you have given her strength to sit through one of my sermons. And Lord, we thank you how you are renewing her strength daily. We thank you how you are renewing and recharging her spirit. Lord, we pray that you would lead her and guide her as you always have. We pray that you would keep her in the center of your will. Lord, now touch her body. Body, get in line with the word of God. For the word of God tells us we were already healed by your stripes. And we lay claim to every healing virtue that flows in your blood. And we praise you for keeping us. We praise you for strengthening us. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen. Amen.
We love you so much, Mother.
Yes, I love you all, too.
Amen. You notice that she sounds stronger after you prayed for her, right?
Yes, ma'am, she sure did.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, Pastor Mom. Have a blessed night.
All right. Thank you very much. You have a great night. And tell everybody that's been there. Have a good night.
Amen.
Thank you very much.
Amen.
Amen.
I sure will, Mother.
Praise.
We love you.
Amen. Pastor Catherine, welcome.
Well, praise God, Pastor Rodney. You know I always enjoy you. Thank you so much for both of the messages tonight. Because you gave two messages, which was very, very good. And right on time. Hallelujah. Praise
Amen.
God. Yeah, this is one of my favorite scriptures. Here. We're going to just continue to remain confident. Hallelujah.
Yes.
That we're gonna
Amen.
See the goodness of the Lord.
Yes,
yeah, we're going to
yes.
see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living.
Yes. Yes.
Right.
Yes.
We're going to wait for him. But we know that
yes.
he's going to come, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Yes, thank you so much. Thank you so
Amen.
Much.
Amen. You know, Pastor Catherine, as you were speaking, I was reminded of last year when I sat in the hospital bed with spinal meningitis, and the doctors told me that they could not explain medically why I was alive. I could not pick up a plastic spoon. I could not walk. I could not pull the cover even up on myself. And the devil spoke to me and said, you sure go die of this. But I had to remain confident in what God had already shown me. And because God is not a liar, because his track record is sure, the confidence we have in him is just that. One day I was praying. I said, Lord, how do I learn how to trust you? He said, well, Nike said, just do it. The confidence that we have in God, is no way to teach to be confident in him. You just got to do it.
But
we thank you so much. We thank you so much, Pastor Catherine, because you were an instrumental part in the birthing of Rehoboth. And Apostle Kizzy, your family is so precious and so dear to me. And according to Matthew 5 and 16, which tells us, let our light so shine before men that they may see our good works and glorify our Father which is in heaven. We just want to make mention of these things before the witness of the congregation of how you all have sold into the next generation of leadership, how you all have sacrificed into the next generation of leadership, how you all have opened doors for the next generation. We don't have to wait for funeral service and all this around. I want you to know I appreciate you. I want you to know that I love you. And if there's anything that we can do to be assistance to you, let us know.
Well, praise God. Praise God. You and the message, I call it a message because that was really good that you did with the giving. And I know these are difficult times for people, but when in difficult times, that's the time to give. In difficult times, like you said, that's the time to give. And this is a great ministry to plant into. And so I just want to tell you thank you so much just for everything that you've done tonight. So God bless you here. And I just want to say thanks, Apostle, for just bringing on different ministers to preach the word of God to us. It's nice like these that we can say thank you, Get 'Em Radio. And so I just want to say I appreciate, Pastor Rodney and all the many other ministers that you've had on this service. So thank you. Thank you all once again. God bless you.
Pastor, before you go, let me ask you this. When was the last time Apostle Kizzy preached a service?
When was the last time she preached a service?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I have the wrong phone in my hand. You mean on this?
Yes, ma'am.
On this service?
Ma'am, on God in the Midst, on the broadcast.
It's been a while on this one here.
That's what I thought. And I want to publicly, as the kids say, dare or challenge. You offer the door of ministry to so many people, Apostle. We want to hear your voice.
Amen.
Amen.
Well,
amen.
Thank you, Pastor Catherine, for letting me bully your sister a little while.
We know God is taking her to another level. She's getting ready to do some things that I can just see. I can see them all coming. And I won't say them all, but I know God is taking her to another level.
Amen.
And I believe that's going to be in it. I know she always does on East St. Louis Christian Center service, but she doesn't do it many times on this one here. But we know there are some things that God getting ready to do and do with this ministry. Praise God.
Praise God.
Amen.
Thank you,
Praise God.
and thank you, Pastor Rodney. Amen. Amen. Well, and I'll say this before we open up another line. I will be preaching this Sunday on the East St. Louis Christian Center Church. Amen. The same phone number, 516-418-599. I'll be speaking this Sunday at 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern, and I'll be speaking again on the 27th of November, 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern. Glory to God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Usually, Pastor, what I do is on the East St. Louis Christian Center Church, we have tag team preaching and communion the first Sunday of the month. Second Sunday of the month, Pastor Mom brings the word. And then the third and the fourth Sunday of the month, then I bring the word. So, yes, on Sundays I do. It's been a while since I've spoken and brought the word on the Thursday night edition. Yes, it has been quite a while. Amen. But thank you. I feel
adequately. We miss your voice, Apostle.
Thank you,
You're
sir.
You're a great teacher.
Love you.
Yeah.
Love you.
Love you more.
Amen. We're going to open the line. We have several people holding, and so we're going to get to you. So just relax, chill out. We'll be right to you. Area code 201, this is really Minister Rachel, my goddaughter from New Jersey. Welcome, Minister Rachel and family. Make sure your mute is off. Welcome.
Oh, yeah, I had the mute on. I was just talking, Lord. Amen.
Idea. I will repeat it. I said, I thank God for you, Apostle Kizzy. That God bless you, be my God, Mom. I appreciate you. I appreciate the wisdom and the just the blessings that he just flow through you, that you say yes to him. And I glean that wisdom, and because he has blessed you to grow through some things, and that helps me to keep on going. And when I hear beautiful Pastor Mom, that helps me too. And when I hear the pastor, the man of God, Pastor Weebly, I hope I said it right, Rodney Weebly, I thank God for the anointing on his life. Yes, I. God bless you. I mean, it was just confirmation of the word of what God was saying through me through the week. He was saying the scriptures that he was giving to me, and I was like, oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you. I feel like I'm saying thank you. I'm just so grateful to God for your life. And, like, you just kept on going, because it reminded me when you were saying how you was in the hospital and things like that, and I was like, when I went to go have my last daughter, I've always had a normal, you know, after the women's had their children. And when they told me when I was pregnant with my daughter that happened, I knew that was an attack. And I think I probably said to the doctor, I'm going to outlive you. and some other stuff. I said something. So I don't, Lord, forgive me if I didn't say that. And that man, and Lord, forgive me. But I know I said some stuff. But I know I said the devil is a lie and Jesus is Lord. I probably said that. Because when I got hit by a car in 2006, I said, the blood of Jesus next to you, Lord. They said, you should have died the way you flew in the street when that car hit me, my little self. But God, he just kept on preserving us, because you know what, man of God, because God got some stuff up in us that we need to share with others. That's why we are not going to die, but live and declare the word to the Lord. So keep on going, man of God. God bless you and every beautiful minister that came on this beautiful ministry. And may God bless us with more finances so we can sell and be partners in Jesus' name. Amen. Because, yes, you're right, this is fertile soil. Hallelujah. And I
praise God.
Appreciate each and every one.
Amen. We thank and praise God so much for you tonight. And as you were talking, I was reminded of the scripture that tells us they overcame by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. Our testimonies are just as important as the blood. And so
it's
very important to share with one another what the Lord has done. And then God will be
building up one another on our most holy faith, building up one another on our most holy faith.
Just keep on
building up each other in Jesus. Yes. And keep on doing it no matter what.
Absolutely. Amen. Absolutely. As my great aunt used to say, she said, just keep trucking.
Amen.
I remember that song, Keep On Trucking. All right. Well, praise God. Thank you. Thank you, Minister Rachel. God bless. Amen. Now, we have a couple of numbers here that I do not recognize, and it's area code 618. We're going to open up your line now, and welcome. Tell us who you are.
Praise the Lord, everybody. This is Sister Tammy in O'Fallon, Illinois.
Hi, Sister Tammy.
How you all doing? Good evening, and praise the Lord. God bless you all. I just happened to log in tonight, and I thank God for the opportunity. I want to say happy anniversary. I didn't get the whole broadcast, but I got a good bulk of it, and I just wanted to say what a blessing it was. I came on when you were at the end of talking to, I believe, Evangelist Samba, the designer. I heard a piece of her testimony, and that was just such a blessing. That just it was inspirational for me. I said, God, you know what you're doing. I needed to hear that testimony, because I'm sitting on something that God has blessed me with. And like she was saying, you don't think it's you. You don't think you're the one. But I'm going to step out on faith and go ahead and do what God has called me to do. So that inspired me. So thank God for that. And again, happy anniversary. And it reminded me of, I guess it's my anniversary too, because it was 1 year ago when I started, when I became aware of this awesome ministry. I only get on every, like, I'm only able to get on like once every month or so. But every mm-hmm. time I get on, it is such a blessing, and it is just what I need to hear. It blesses my soul. It just truly blesses my soul, and I thank God that you are there. Like the pastor was saying, you're there. No matter when people log on, you are faithful to God's call on your life. So I just want to say thank you so much for being there, and I want to agree that you are great ground. You are fertile ground. You are holy ground that God can use and God can trust. So I pray that everything that your hand touches continues to be blessed and continues to be fruitful and multiply in the name of Jesus. I just thank God for you being here. Today, I had a really rough day. My brother Raymond, this time last year, he was in the hospital as well, and he's in there again. He's had several hospitalizations, and I, too, am a caregiver. I'm not sure if you guys remember that. So that's another thing I love about you and your sisters. You all are caregivers for your mom, and praise God, Pastor Mom, and let me make sure I try to remember everybody. Pastor Mom, Pastor Catherine, Pastor Helen, your boot camp is on my computer. I'm gonna watch it. I promise. I have it bookmarked on my computer. You all are just such a blessing. But like I said, my brother is in the hospital again, and I was crying today, and I was sitting before the Lord, and I'm like, Lord, you know, the enemy wants to tell you everything that's wrong. He wants to remind you of everything in the natural. But I had to, as they say, I had to gird up, and I had to just get like the young lady just said, build up my most holy faith in the Lord and know his word. I know God's word is true. I know God brought my brother through many, many times, and I know he's going to bring him through this time as well. I'm his caregiver, and I just want to just thank God for your inspiration and, like I said, just for your example, just to keep going in the Lord, just trusting him. He's having a procedure in the morning, and I know God has already gone forth in the room. I know that the surgeons' hands are blessed, and I know that the eyes of the surgeon are going to see just what they need to see. I just thank God for his mercy and for his grace and just for loving us and just for allowing us to be his children. He could have chosen anybody, but I thank God that he chose us. It's a special privilege and honor just to be chosen by God. So I just wanted to just thank you all for being there, for being faithful. And just, I'm probably sound like a blithering idiot, but I'm just grateful to God that I came across this, like I said, this awesome ministry a year ago. It's been my anniversary too, so I'm saying happy anniversary to me. I look forward to tuning in more and more because I'm blessed each and every time I come. So just thank God for all of you. I love you.
Amen. Love you too. Thank you. Thank you so much. Tell us your brother's first name and we'll pray for him.
Thank you. His name is Raymond.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Pastor? Pastor Rodney?
Amen. Pastor Rodney. Woman of God, we want to just encourage your faith on tonight. We understand that God has seen you through some trials and through some storms and through some tribulations. But at the end of it, he's yet been faithful. One thing that I was looking at when this last hurricane came, I said, my God, it's raining so hard. But I realized it did not rain all day. I want you to know, it doesn't matter what you're going through. The storm is passing over. And if you can just hold on through the storm, God's going to see you through. And then know, as assured as you know what your address is today, know that God's record never fails. When I was in high school, we were taking Old Testament survey, and we had Kiffy Dean. He was our vicar. And he came to us and he said, Adam and Eve got kicked out of the garden. He said, death, was that God's punishment for man or God's grace? 95% of the students wrote different papers and dissertations regarding how he was punishing them for their sin. But the vicar then came and let us know God didn't use death
to them, but rather as a grace to come back to his presence. So even as we are living with loved ones, taking care of loved ones, in and out of doctor's appointments, we don't look at death like the world looks at death. We don't look at transitioning from this life to the next as the world does. We have a blessed hope, which is in Christ. And I'm not pronouncing death over your brother or anything like that, but I'm just letting you know that God's faithfulness transcends this life, and he will be faithful to us until he calls us home. And so these are the promises that we rest in.
Amen. 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 And I wanted to say to you, Sister Tammy, I pray over you as a caregiver, because, you know, we are as well. Lord God, we just lift up Sister Tammy to you in Jesus' name. We know something about the life of a caregiver. And, Lord, we just ask you right now to strengthen her with might in the inner man by your Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Strengthen her as if she has not done anything, as if she's been just laying on a beach for the past 3 months, Lord God. Strengthen her so much. Replace every bit of virtue that has flowed through her in the care of her brother and ministry to others. Lord God, replace that virtue without limits, measures, or bounds, even right now, in the name of Jesus. Yes. Renew her, revive her, restore her, refresh her, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Give her the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of you, Lord God. Hallelujah. That whatever goes on, hallelujah, your wisdom and your revelation within her will come forth, and she'll be at the right place at the right time with the right prayer, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And we give you praise and glory, and we thank you, Lord God, even for her brother, that you're rising over Raymond right now with healing in your wings in the name of Jesus. We give you praise, Lord God. We're looking to you. You are the Lord, our healer, and we're looking to you to heal Raymond even now, Lord, before the surgery, in Jesus' mighty and holy name, amen and amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Amen.
You,
God bless you. Thanks for
God bless you.
Keep up with us. Happy anniversary.
Yes. Thank you. God bless you. Thank you.
Amen. Now, area code 314-280. Amen. Tell us who you are and welcome. Welcome.
Praise the Lord, Saints. This is Brother Kobe Potts from Bethesda Temple Church here in St. Louis. I just met Pastor Rodney 2 days ago on, I think you guys call it Talking in Tongues Tuesday.
Yeah.
So Rodney knows who I am. Rodney knows who I am. Brother Rodney, I'll tell you this. Well, you don't know, I'm going to focus on the topic of your sermon, the optometrist report of a visionary. Rodney, I left my corporate career in 2004. I spent 9 years of my business career selling contact lenses to optometrists, and I know that I'm a visionary. So I'll end my comments there, say praise the Lord again to the saints. And Rodney, I wanted to let you know you did a fantastic job tonight, and the topic of your message is confirmational. Ton of different ways. You all be blessed in Jesus' name.
Amen.
We're so glad to hear from you tonight. You know, a lot of time you send flyers out and you really don't know who's going to tune in and who the Lord has saw fit to bless. And so we thank you so much for being with us on tonight. Apostle Kizzy, if you remember Bishop Johnson over at Bethesda Church of the Apostolic Faith over off of Bermuda Road, right up Highway 70, that says Jesus completely saves. That's the ministry that this fine gentleman comes from. And so we thank and praise God so much for you being with us on tonight.
Amen. Thank you, sir. Thank you for your comments tonight. Praise God.
Yes, ma'am.
Is there anything we can pray with you about tonight?
No, I know that, again, his topic is confirmation. Pastor Ryan and I just met a couple days ago, and he knows it was a divine connection. So we're going to be walking this thing out by faith with the intent
Amen.
Of giving God glory and fulfilling our purpose in Jesus Christ's name. So I'm just thanking
All right.
the Lord for confirming the meeting via the topic of a sermon tonight.
All right. Amen.
Amen.
Well, thank
Amen.
You. Hey, that's awesome. Praise God. Amen. There were so many confirmations in there for me, you know, through the sermon, and that's wonderful when you can get a confirmation right from the topic. Glory to God. Amen. And now, well, anyone else? We still have some more time. We see you, Pastor Price. You are next. Anyone else? We still have time, so you can press your number one key. Pastor Price, we're opening your line now. Welcome, Pastor Price.
God bless you, Apostle Kizzy and Pastor Rodney and all of the precious saints in their respective places. To Pastor Mom, I send much love to you and Pastor Catherine tonight and all of the precious saints in their respective places. I, too, would like the gentleman that just came before me that talked about the topic, the optometrist report of a visionary. The optometrist report of a visionary. I love that. And I thank God for that. Even the scripture that you gave in Psalms 107 and verse 8, oh, that men would give thanks to the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. I thank God for the word through you tonight. I thank God for the anointing upon your life and for encouraging our hearts by the Holy Spirit. Thank God for all the marvelous and wonderful things, Pastor Rodney, that God has done in and through your life and is yet doing in and through your life. I just thank God for tonight and thank God for the word. And I enjoyed it. I was looking forward to it all day long and thanking God for you tonight. So God bless you. Apostle, I want to again say congratulations for these last 10 years of service that you have rendered unto the Lord here at God in the Midst radio program. I thank God for you and thank God for the Get 'Em radio program. And truly, it was a defining moment for me those many years ago, 10 years ago, when we moved here to Memphis and came out of Los Angeles and was looking to the Lord for the direction that he was going to send us in. And it was then at that time, after being on Get 'Em radio, that the Lord began to deal with me and minister to me about Memphis Covenant Faith Church here in Memphis, Tennessee. So I thank God for you, Apostle. I thank God for all that God yet does in and through you in the work of the ministry. I thank God for you being, as I said even last night on our service, for being that consummate anointed professional in the Lord. You teach us. You literally teach us. I have the privilege of being called as your spiritual mom. But it's something how I look at with my girls, with Joy and Amber. I look at both of them and my daughter Lisa and all my children for that matter, all eight of them. There are things that I know. There's some things I know, but there are just some things I don't know. And we're not to know all of it. God gives us a word of wisdom, a word of knowledge. And so I learned from my daughters. I marvel at some things that they taught me through the years. I look at them and I watch them on some things that they know how to do that I just didn't know how to do. And then they have, even though I've cooked for them for many years, all of their lives and for all my children to cook, but they have a special anointing on them for cooking. And then I even watch with my children when they have things that they have need to do. I mean, they're just so timely on what they need to do and how they need to do it. That they've got to get up at 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning and begin to do whatever they need to do in order to get things in order to go forth. So I've watched you, Apostle Kizzy, even during these last 10 years. And I watched you in the work of the ministry, the faithfulness God has placed in you. I've watched when I've been there in the household with you and Mom and Pastor Catherine, and I've been there, and I've watched the things that
the anointing that God has on your life for this service, and not just for this service, for each one of the Get 'Em Radio program services. So I just want to thank you for all that you do, Apostle. Thank God for using you during these last 10 years. I want to say again that I love you, and I truly thank God for you and for the anointing that is upon your life. Again, Pastor Rodney, I thank God for you. I send out much love from my heart to you, and thank God for that anointed word again tonight. And God bless you all. I'll go back on mute. God bless.
Amen.
Praise the Lord, Pastor Helen. Go ahead. We're so excited to hear from you tonight. Sometimes people give you compliments, you know, and you say, oh, okay, you know, thank you. But when a demon drive up and a devil chase up herself, the anointed woman of God, I'm telling you, saints, if you all have not heard her spiritual warfare broadcast, you got to get it. This woman of God teaches so anointed that the devil was driven out even in the midst of one of the broadcasts. We thank you so much for tuning in tonight, and it's always great to hear from you. Love you.
Hallelujah. Thank you. God bless.
God bless. Thank you. And I want to say this. I'm sure you heard him, Pastor Price, when he said he made sure the recordings of the spiritual warfare boot camp went over to Africa. Did you catch that part, Pastor?
I heard that. I heard it, but I didn't quite understand. Expound on that, Pastor Rodney, if you don't mind, for a few seconds.
Yes. On that Thursday night, we had talked, and you were talking about how we had to have the spiritual warfare and how we had to renounce our association with demonic forces or whatever that might look like. That following Wednesday, I was talking to some pastors that I oversee in Cape Town, South Africa, and they let me know that they had challenges in their health. Pastor had been called off his job and could hardly move out of bed. And do you not know, we've come to find out that one of the members of the church was married to a lady doing witchcraft. And so through your teaching, I was able to let them know different things that you have to be aggressive against the enemy, just different things that you had taught. And I sent them the tape. But we prayed that day, and the same day we prayed, he got out of bed and began to get better. And so we know that God is really working through your teaching.
Oh, glory to God. Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. And I'll just say, thank you, Lord, that our names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. That's the truth.
Amen. And we've been learning so much about spiritual warfare. And Pastor Price, if you go on her Facebook page, you're able to see the information that she puts out. She even does an outline of what she talks about, lets you know what the scriptures are and everything. And her Facebook page is Helen God Favors Me, is like her middle name, God Favors Me, Price, P-R-I-C-E. And so you can check that out. Is there anything else that you want to say, Pastor Price, to help people to get to all of the things that God's doing through you?
That one is, I thank God for the Facebook page. I do thank God. And thank you so much, Pastor Rodney, for sharing that. I also ask you, Pastor Rodney, and other saints of God, when we're ministering in messages like this on spiritual warfare, please keep me up in your prayers. And I need my battle buddies. I need ones that will hold up my arms like Aaron and her did, because when you're ministering in these kind of messages, there are things that will try to come against you, but I'm not ashamed to come and ask, because sometimes there's the old folks used to say, you got to double team up on the enemy. That's why one of the weapons of our warfare is the prayer of agreement. So I ask you for that. The other thing is that one of the major avenues that God has given for that ministry, not only for the basic training in spiritual warfare, but also for other the reading through the Bible in a year, is on YouTube. God has given me a YouTube page, and it's under Helen McCoy Price, Pastor Helen McCoy Price. One of my grandson-in-laws, he married my granddaughter, but I just consider him my grandson. I've just been doing what, you know, I'm a senior citizen, and I've just been doing what God has told me to do over the last maybe 10 or 15 years. And he went to my page, and he was on the roof of his building in Los Angeles, and he called me crying, and just I had to try to see what was wrong with him. I said, "What's wrong with him?" I said, "Because I mean, God has truly been in their lives in a tremendous way." He said, "Oh, Grandma, Grandma." He said, Grandma Helen, God has got your page together. Well, I didn't know it was the key, you know. I've just been doing what God told me to do. And so I was grateful to God for what he does in our lives, even when we don't know the impact it might have. So if you get a chance to look at the Pastor Helen McCoy Price page on YouTube, we have where you can read through the Bible. We've been reading now, I think Apostle has gone along with us for about the last 6 or 7 years. Yeah. I'll say this very quickly so somebody else can do that. The Lord told me when he began to have me, I was in my 60s at the time when God told me he wanted me to make videos of reading through the Bible to make it very easy for people to read through the Bible in a year. And now this is our 6th or 7th year of reading. But at the time he told me, he said, "Helen, one day you're gonna be able, what you're making right now, you're gonna be able to see it on television." And I said, "Yeah, Lord." He said, "Yes, Helen, this is gonna be on television." And so little did I know they were gonna make smart TVs and smart telephones so that I get up each morning and go and put my YouTube on my television, sit back in my recliner, and I go through my reading for that particular day. And it only takes about 15 to 20 minutes a day, and you can read each day. You read through the Bible, and, you know, it reads for you, and then you can actually see it. There are some that Bible reading plans that you can only hear it. You know, hear the word. But this one you can hear. God had me to make it, do the graphics. The part I did was to marry the graphics with the sound so that we could hear the word and see it. And one of my friends told me, she said, "You make it too easy for us to read through the Bible." And let me say this. Any day that you start, you could start today. If you go in there and get to Genesis 1:1-3, you'll see it already there. By this time next year, which is in November the 17th, by this time next year, you would have read through the Bible. So you can start anytime. And if you follow along with it, you'll be able to do it in a full year. So I just want to encourage one, and excuse me, I'm going to do this, Apostle. When you get there, subscribe for me, please. They always ask you to subscribe to the channel. Glory to God. But I'll say this, Apostle. I'll say this and I'll stop. I was looking to be able, you need at least 1,000 subscribers and to be able to do certain things in another level on there. And at that time, the Lord said, "Watch, I'm going to do this. I'm going to give you." And then he said, "Now don't just stop at 1,000 to go into that. I'm going to take you well above that so that when you go and you be able to do what you need to do, you won't just be on close to it." So he did what he said he was going to do. That's why my grandson was impressed, because there are many people who are looking to get to that next level, but God brought me to that next level. He still won't let me dive into another part of it right now. I still got to say, he's still going, whoa, now. Now, whoa, stay steady. Don't go to the next level. Are you already able to go to the next level? But just be still for right now. So I just want to encourage you, if you're over there and you like it, subscribe to the page and also push the bell. If you push the subscribe and push the bell, it'll give you notification of anything that we upload on there. So God bless you. And again, congratulations, Apostle, for all that you do. And I thank God for all that you do. I consider us like an Elijah and Elijah, because through the ministry God has given you, that he has given you double the ones that God had in my life. I'm not equating myself with, you know, Elijah and Eli, but I'm saying that God is working through us. And you know, I want to be, you know, make sure I'm not trying to say that in that manner. So God bless you. I'll go back on mute now. And God bless you, Pastor Rodney. And God bless all the saints. God bless. Bye-bye.
Amen.
God bless you, Pastor
Amen.
Helen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you. And, you know, I love that you shared that you shared the boot camp, the spiritual warfare boot camp, Pastor Rodney, because, you know, whatever we do, I know on Get 'Em Radio, and then, you know, what Pastor Price is doing as well, we consider ourselves like a resource, you know, like the library along, well, they still have it. In the library, there's a resource room where you can go in there and you can find all kinds of resources for whatever you need. And that's what God in the Midst, Get 'Em Radio is. Over the past 10 years, we have collected so much in so many different things. And God has made a design for us to do. He's designed it for us to do it in this way. We have over 1,300 podcasts out there. And our podcast, of course, we have the East St. Louis Christian Center Church. So we have church services that are there. We have the, and that's for Sundays. We have the Mondays Lunch with Lorraine. That's our Bible teaching time. And I'm going to tell you the times and stuff in just a few minutes. But Lunch with Lorraine. I mean, and the Bible teaching is magnificent. Hallelujah. We are so blessed to have Dr. Lorraine Nabarro from Ohio. Talking about it, I should say when the times are. The East St. Louis Christian Center Church is on Sundays, 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern. And then on Mondays, we have the Bible teaching with Dr. Lorraine Nabarro. And, you know, and she digs into the Word of God, and then she teaches us how to dig into the Word of God as well. I've learned so much from listening to the broadcast, and it blesses me. And, you know, whenever I call in, whenever I do call in every Monday, and I just get blessed. It speaks to my heart every time. And then on Tuesdays, we have our Praying in Tongues Tuesday. And did I say that the Bible teaching is 12 noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern. And then we have Praying in Tongues Tuesday. And you heard some people talking about that. And that's at 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern. And so what the Lord has led us to do is to pray in tongues. We have volunteers to pray for about 15 minutes at a time. And then after they finish praying, then we have interpretation of tongues. And let me tell you what, we've been doing this we're probably going on 3 years now, and the interpretations are just getting better and better. And we've learned that the interpretations are prophecies. And we prophesy in part because we're really saying what God has, we heard God say as someone was praying in tongues. It is awesome. And we're getting confirmation. We're, you know, all over the country. People are all over the country. We don't tell them, we're not saying, okay, you got this, I'm going to say the same thing. No, we just say the same things, the same scriptures, and word for word sometimes. And even what the Lord did 2 years ago, he said during an interpretation, 2 years ago, he said, abortion is gone with the wind. And that was when Roe v. Wade was 50 years strong, when that was said, just totally unheard of 2 years ago. And we see, you know, what has happened. So
So, you know, whatever you think about, you know, abortion and Roe v. Wade, whatever you think about that, we heard a word from God. Amen. About that. We also heard about the Lord was telling us some things about January 6th, you know, before that happened, and, you know, declaring and decreeing some things, that there would be angels standing there holding some things back. We saw a lot of things happen, but it could have and would have been much worse than it was. And so as we pray in tongues, the Lord, and we press into him, the Lord reveals more and more to us. So that's every Tuesday, 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern. And the interesting part about that as well is that it seems like the time goes so fast. It's like we go up in the spirit and the time is meaningless. And we look up and it's over. And we're like, 5 minutes? You know, not praying in tongues for an hour, really? And so it's been very interesting to us and to watch what God is doing and how he's doing it. And then on Wednesday, just the second Wednesday of the month, we have our healing service. The next one that we'll have is going to be on Wednesday, December the 14th. So mark your calendars and set your cell phone alarm, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern, and we call it prophetic healing. And so what God does is he reveals prophetically the ailments that are going to be healed that night. And then people call in and they are healed because what God reveals, he heals. And we've seen it over and over again. So make sure you let your friends, your family know about it. If you have anything going on, I mean, there's an anointing that's flowing. Now, this year, we're coming up to our 12th broadcast of the year on December the 14th, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. And with 11 broadcasts, we've experienced 70 healings over that time. Hallelujah. So some people have, you know, maybe two or three healings in their body, you know, that night. And so it is, once again, it's awesome when people call in from all over. We had a guy call in from London one time, and it was the middle of the night for him, but he called in and God healed him. Hallelujah. So, you know, we've seen a thing or two from the Lord, you know, during that time. Now, this broadcast, this is our Thursday night edition of Get 'Em Radio. This is our core broadcast. This is what we started with 10 years ago. And we've had so many different people to come on. We've had I believe about 90 ministers, apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers, bishops, come on and speak over the past 10 years. And a lot of different subjects. We've talked about what I think is very interesting, cryptocurrency. And Lord have mercy on the cryptocurrency these days. But we talked about cryptocurrency from a Christian perspective. We've had people talking about, and this is all Christians talking, talking about getting your health care, talking about buying a house. And we've had people also talk about starting a ministry, getting your 501c3. Also writing a book. So, you know, like I said before, we look at Get 'Em Radio as a resource place. So if you're working on a book and you haven't started on the book, but you want to start on the book, you can go to Get 'Em Radio, Google Get 'Em Radio, and you'll find something in there about writing a book. Minister Elaine, I believe, was on, and she talked about how to get started with writing a book, the different steps that you do to make the book flow and be ready for publication when you're ready for publication. And we've had author days on the broadcast, an author's month, and we've had a music month, and we've had miracle month. So there's a lot of really good broadcasts that are out there. So, you know, put your headphones in and just have a good old time listening. So our Thursday edition is 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern. And as we said before, we are celebrating our 10th anniversary. Hallelujah. We have one more Thursday. Yes, 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 we will be here for Thanksgiving. So have a good meal and come on with us at 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern, and get a good word from the Lord on next Thursday night. Hallelujah. And we're looking forward to Pastor Herbert McCoy speaking on next Thursday night. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now, I'm going to have Pastor come back in just a few moments. But first, we want to make sure that anybody who's listening, we want to make sure that you're born again. Hallelujah. That you are saved and you know it. Amen. Hallelujah. And then we're going to have Pastor Rodney come back with closing remarks, closing prayer, and benediction. Praise God. Hallelujah. And so the Bible says this: for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. So this relationship with God, first of all, it's a relationship. And it's a love relationship. Hallelujah. And all this love is waiting for you. Glory to God. Amen. And then he gave the Lord Jesus Christ to make sure, hallelujah, he's the one that just put it all together for us to be saved. And so Romans 10:9 says that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. So he makes it very plain, very clear. If you confess with your mouth, confessing with your mouth is saying a prayer. Believing in your heart is making a choice to believe that the Bible, what the Bible is saying is true, what God has said is true, and you make a choice to believe. None of us was here 2,000 years ago, so we have to make a choice to believe. Amen. And when you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart the Lord Jesus and that God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. So we're going to pray the prayer of salvation. Those of you who have prayed it before, you are saved. You prayed it with all your heart. You're saved. You're born again. But we ask you to just repeat this prayer. And the reason why is that it's time for people to get saved. Hallelujah. The Bible says this: where sin abounds, grace that much more abounds. And then the Bible also says, by grace are you saved through faith and not of yourselves. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Okay? So we see a lot of sin around here, but grace is abounding even more. And grace is how we get saved, by grace through faith. Hallelujah. Amen. And so repeat this prayer after me so that wherever you are, the doctor's office, the dentist's office, the grocery store, standing in a line for whatever, somebody is going to need to be saved. And when you're ready, God is going to send somebody to you so that you can lead them to Jesus. So repeat this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, yes, repeat this prayer after me. I'll start again. Dear Lord Jesus, I believe for me. And God raised you from the dead. I ask you to come into my heart, come into my life, be my Lord, and be my Savior. Forgive me of all my sins. And now I know, according to the Bible, I'm saved, I'm born again, and heaven is my home. Now, Lord God, show me your way and help me to follow you. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. If you prayed that prayer for the first time, you are saved. You are born again. Heaven is indeed your home. You are a child of God. Hallelujah. I am the church. You are the church. We are the church together. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We want to pray over you. We thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you fill them to overflowing with your precious Holy Spirit and with power. Power to live right, power to walk right, power to talk right, power to do right, power to think right. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. And we give you praise, Lord God. And we thank you right now that out of their belly flows rivers of living water. And that their prayer language, hallelujah, that their heavenly prayer language is being released right now. In the name of Jesus. And we bless your name, Lord God. We honor you, and we adore you. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Father God. We just thank you. We thank you, and we thank you, Lord God. Amen, amen. We're going to go back. If you were just born again, hallelujah, we want to invite you to a Bible-believing church. Go to church. Amen. As Pastor Rodney said, go to a church in your neighborhood that believes in the word of God so that you can learn and grow. And then also we want to invite you to come to and be a part of the Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts. Hallelujah. And you can learn and grow with us as well. So God bless you, and we love you. In Jesus' name, amen. Man, hallelujah. We're going to go back to Pastor Rodney now. Amen. Thank you again, Pastor Rodney. You know, we love you so much. And we thank God that he brought you through and he brought you out. Hallelujah. And healed your body. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And so we're very grateful to God. And we pray your strength in the Lord. We pray your health in the Lord, that there is no residual effects of any of that in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, and that you are strong in the Lord and the power of his might in the name of Jesus, and that there was no loss in Jesus' mighty name, hallelujah, and that he's doing exceeding abundantly above all that you could ask, think, or even imagine. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. We thank you. We're not going to belabor the time tonight, but we thank you so much for this opportunity to share and to impart in the hearts of God's people. You know, I was sitting here thinking about, you know, old school church anniversary service. I said, we would have been in the building. You would have had a great big old country flower pinned to your suit. But
you know,
we want to take time to celebrate you and to let you know we thank God for you. And so let's look to the Lord. Lord, we thank you so much for what our ears have heard, what our hearts have felt, what our spirits have received, and the movement that you have caused us to now have. Lord, we thank you that we are making conscious decisions to see the goodness of the Lord. The situation may not be good, but we see good. The circumstance may not be good, but we see good. And Lord, we thank you. Lord, we thank you for all of those who are connected to the ministry. We thank you for the one who birthed the ministry. We ask you to touch her, turn her body, touch her mind, strength and power. Lord, we thank you now for the victory in Jesus' name. Now unto him who is able to keep you faultless and present you, I'm sorry, now unto him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before his presence with exceeding joy, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forever. Amen and amen. All right, amen. We love you, Apostle, and we'll hear from you soon.
Amen. Love you, too. Love you all, and I see you all on the line. God bless you. Love each and every one of you. Have a blessed rest of the night.
Yes. Y'all tell the people them, no? What? Do it again.